Good afternoon, Exotic Vet Chrissy speaking. Yeah. Yeah, we'd obviously have to see it for a consult. And then how old is it, sorry? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, depending, I guess, what exactly is sort of found, they probably would be able to do antibiotics. But yeah, we'd definitely have to do a consultation first. Yeah, so a consult is for us 170, and then any medications is on top of that. My next available appointment wouldn't be until tomorrow morning at 10:50. Yeah, but like how, what's she doing at the moment, the little one? Yeah. And whereabouts do you live? Oh, man. Okay. How far away is Bellmere? I always forget. Oh, it is. Oh, got you. Okay. What time do you sort of start work? Oh, really early. Okay. Because I think, like, have you tried the Marumba Downs Vet? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I just think definitely needs to be seen sooner rather than later. It's just we close at 5 and the only thing I'd be able to offer is like an emergency appointment to come down now. If you can get here sort of before 5, that is. The other thing is there is the emergency vets at North Lakes. They usually sort of kick over emergency at like 6 o'clock. If you sort of think he's going downhill and really needs sort of to be seen tonight. The only other thing close to you guys would be the Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. If you haven't tried them, I think they're open till 6 o'clock. Otherwise, there is, I have heard the, actually, there's a vet at North Lakes as well. North Lakes Animal, I think it's called the North Lakes Animal Hospital. I'm just looking them up for you just in case they are closer, because I know they close at 6 o'clock and they have seen a few guinea pigs. But they would be a lot closer. I don't think any of the other vets around there see guinea pigs. But yeah, like, I mean, depending sort of how critical he is. Yeah, that's the only thing. The fact, like, if he's that young and sort of has, you know, sort of a bit of respiratory distress, it is very likely that, you know, he could pass being that young, that small. Respiratory in sort of guinea pigs can sort of come on quite quickly and be quite critical. So usually, yeah, a lot of the time we've got to sort of give them a bit of oxygen and start antibiotics and anti-inflammatories and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so they can go downhill really quickly. Is the only thing. So if you keep him sort of nice and warm, and no drafts, anything like that in the house, keep him in a nice warm area, But yeah, if it is sort of the start of a respiratory infection, they do go downhill pretty quickly. Yeah, that's. Yeah, so there's definitely some stuff going on with him. Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Okay, all right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. No worries.